This is In Our Own Voices, Amplifying the LGBTQ Plus Community. I am TC Tolbert, one of the program producers, and joining me today is community member extraordinaire Aaron Russ. Hi, Aaron.
Hi, TC.
How are you?
I'm doing pretty good today.
Awesome. Well, I wanted to start by asking you about your participation in community. Can you talk to me about that?
Ever since I was a kid, I remember my father teaching me that if something's important, then you need to be involved in it. And my father was involved in the community. So as I began my own transition, I felt like I had some ability and some skills that I learned growing up. One is just the desire to make a change. But through my military career and through a number of other parts of my life, I gained the ability to speak to people. I learned how to be a little bit diplomatic. I also learned how to hold my ground. And so I felt like if I'm dealing with all of this myself, I just felt like I needed to be able to give back to the community or to make a way for those who were not comfortable doing what I could do.
What are some changes you've seen since you started being involved in Tucson's community?
So when I first started to come to grips with my own trans identity, there were only two choices. You could either remain in your birth gender or you could pursue the stereotype of the opposite gender. There wasn't anything in the middle. And so in 2000, when I started my transition, I was focusing on becoming female. Mm-hmm. And I identify as trans feminine, but not like I used to. Over the past 19 years, I've seen the middle become open territory. And I kind of wanted to fall probably 75% toward the other side, but not 100%. And so I'm glad that that space is open. One of the other things that I've seen is that even those who 20 years ago wanted nothing to do with us are now becoming accepting. I've started working with the Boy Scouts, which 5 years ago was crazy to even think of. I have a neighbor who's ultra right wing, but he and I get along really great. He has no problems with me. I look at my government, on the other hand, and I see that we still have a lot of work to do. So the job's not done, but the spaces are open and all the kids that are coming out. There was a recent study done in 10 states and 9 high schools that showed that 2% of kids identified as trans and another 1.5% weren't sure.
Well, I feel like you are and have been making the space for all of us to live bigger and better lives. And so I just want to thank you. And thank you for taking the time to speak with me today. You are listening to In Our Own Voices, amplifying the LGBTQ plus community on 91.3 KXCI, Tucson's community radio station.